Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back in on CBS Sports Radio on a Sunday night. I am Sean Pendergast. Great to be with all of you. And looking forward to this conversation now. The NFL season will be here before we know it. Joining me right now on the program is a wide receiver heading into his eighth year in the league. He's going to be a Buffalo Bill. This season, he was a fifth-round pick out of TCU back in 2011. He's got a camp coming up, too, in his hometown that we're going to talk about. Good to be joined right now by wide receiver Jeremy Curley on CBS Sports Radio. Jeremy, how you doing tonight?
All good, man. I appreciate you for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you on the show. We'll talk about your camp in just a minute here, but as I just mentioned, Buffalo Bill, Jeremy Curley, this is the first year that you're going to be a Buffalo Bill. How excited are you, and why was Buffalo the right situation for you?
Very excited, and you know, the good thing about it is it's they're a playoff team, man. So they're a team that's on the rise, and they're a team that has a mission and has a goal, so you know it's always good to be a part of something like that. And it fits me, man. I like the offense, I like the coaches and the system, so it's a nice place.
It's a place you're familiar with from having played them so many times when you're with the Jets. And I always feel like Buffalo is kind of one of those cities, Jeremy, that kind of has a chip on its shoulder a little bit. They're certainly insane for their Bills football. Does Buffalo kind of epitomize you as a player?
Yeah, a little bit, man. To be honest with you, I never really thought I would end up in Buffalo. But, you know, coming here and being here, definitely a football town. It's a great place. People are cool. So I'm enjoying my time, man.
Have you watched some of those videos online of the Buffalo fans and how crazy they are outside the stadium?
Yeah, I've watched it. Man. I've had a chance to see it live. Man, it's crazy, man. But it's definitely something that, you know, you want to be a part of. It's the atmosphere is cool. And, you know, to see all those people out there going crazy like that, man, it's different, but it's nice, man. It shows love and support.
Yeah, no question about that. Jeremy Curley joining me on CBS Sports Radio. It's a young wide receiving core there, Jeremy. How important was that in terms of a fit for you? It seems like you're going to be kind of a veteran voice in that wide receivers room. Is that are you looking forward to playing that role, and how do you see that playing out?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's not a lot of places I've gone where I've been, you know, the oldest in the room, but it's a different situation. But it gives young guys, you know, a good outlet. You know, if they want to, you know, ask questions or however they want to come at it, I just want to be someone who, you know, give back to players that, you know, I've been in that same position. So be anyway, like a mentor or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's going to be a young quarterback who we'll see if Josh Allen winds up starting there. But you were with Mark Sanchez early in his career. You were with Geno Smith early in his career. Can you speak to the dynamic of being a wide receiver, part of a wide receiving core with a young quarterback, what you can do to help that young quarterback, and are you looking forward to playing with Josh Allen?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing with him, man. He has a big arm, and he seems like a good kid. I think the biggest part of playing with a young quarterback is just being available for him, and always coming to him about you know, what you see and what can potentially help him. Being with Geno and Mark, that's what I learned. And you know, Mark helped me out a lot, too. Young quarterbacks can help you out a lot. So just being open and you know, being an outlet for whatever they need, you just be there for them.
Jeremy Curley, wide receiver for the Bills, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Jeremy, I'm curious. I've talked to dozens and dozens of NFL players who have played a number of years in the league. You're heading into your eighth season, and it seems like a lot of players that I talk to, they always have a goal. Like 10 years is important to a lot of guys. I want to play 10 years in the league. Do you have any sort of idea like that? Like, you're heading into your eighth season, you were a fifth-round pick. Did you have any sort of clue or idea of what your goal was in terms of longevity, or is it something you take a year at a time?
Yeah, at a time, man. I don't got no set, you know, goal or whatever. When I'm done with the game and when the game's done with me, you know, then that just is what it is. But until then, I'm just playing, man. I'm having fun with it.
Yep. And you played in San Francisco for a year, and I know I've seen other interviews you've done talking about Colin Kaepernick as a teammate, and I feel like Colin Kaepernick gets a bad rap sometimes, people saying he's going to be a distraction. If he were to sign with an NFL team, he's going to be a distraction. And yet nobody in that locker room in San Francisco ever says that. Quite honestly, you, among others, have said the opposite. Can you talk about Colin Kaepernick as a teammate? And do you think at some point he gets a chance to play again?
Yeah, Colin's a good dude, man. He gets a bad rap for a lot of stuff. But, you know, like I said, man, every time that we were in that locker room, every time, you know, a situation came up where it was about Colin. Nobody really said nothing. You know, nobody really made it a big. It was never a big deal. Yeah. You know, Colin was always a ball player. He always made that point clear. So it was never as big as people thought it was. It was always handled in house. And if anything, it was never really brought up.
Jeremy Curley, wide receiver for the Bills, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Jeremy, TCU, obviously your alma mater, and it's a program that was thriving when you were there, won a BCS bowl game, if I'm not mistaken, in your last year there, and continues to be one of the more successful programs in the country. You had a chance to go to a lot of schools coming out of Hutto, Texas. Why was TCU the right fit for you, and how much pride do you take in how Gary Patterson's continued to keep that program at a top level?
A lot of pride, man. And they were, I think they were ninth in the nation coming out. I thought I was going to play defense, and at the time they were like number one in the nation for defense. So, yeah, I thought I was going to be a corner. But it just seemed like a good place, good environment. The people were cool. Coaches and all, they all convinced me, man. And when I went there, it was everything they said it was going to be. So I enjoyed it. TCU is definitely a family place. And every time I go back there, I get that same look.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, college football in Texas, high school football in Texas, and Hutto, Texas, obviously, is where you play. Now, you were a quarterback in high school, right?
Yeah. I was a quarterback in high school. I'm still a quarterback, man.
Okay, so in your mind, yeah, obviously the quarterback in you never goes away. I'm curious, when you made the transition to wide receiver, because we see some guys now coming into the league who are quarterbacks who have to make a position change. I'm in Houston, so I think of Braxton Miller immediately. But did the fact that you played quarterback make that transition a little bit easier for you, and that you were a guy who had to kind of know the playbook, like all the way down to what everybody was doing being a quarterback? How was that transition for you?
It wasn't that rough, to be honest with you. It made it a little easy, but running routes was something I had to get used to. But it was something that was cool, man. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and got you to the NFL. And I mentioned Hutto, Texas. Jeremy Curley joining me on CBS Sports Radio. You've got your 7th annual football and cheer camp coming up on June 2nd in Hutto, Texas, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Hutto High School. And then a combine. You got a whole bunch of things going on here, Jeremy. A high school mock combine, as well as a 7-on-7 tournament. Talk about what's going on. I have some follow-up to it, but I just let the audience know kind of this event that you have coming up in Hutto, because we do have affiliates in the state of Texas, and I'm guessing some parents are going to hear that may want to make their way to Hutto that day.
Yeah. So it's my 7th annual camp. Something that I'm very proud of, man. It's my way to give back. And my community has always showed me a lot of love. So something I definitely want to, you know, make it a big emphasis to give back. But, yeah, man, we're doing the whole combine experience with the older kids. It'll be grade school through high school. We'll definitely get that combine experience for all the kids, give them the 40, the 5-10-5, L drill, the whole work. And it should be something that's pretty cool for the young kids. Just basically an introduction to football, giving them an opportunity to run around for a little bit and have fun and talk to some other kids. Not a lot of kids these days get to get out and run around and have fun. So that's what I'm just trying to provide for them.
You got three kids, if I'm not mistaken, so that's probably something you're pretty passionate about, right? Kids getting out there and getting active?
Of course, of course. And my kids will be there. They'll be running around. So, like I said, man, it's everything's about family with me, so I want to make it seem like, you know, a family atmosphere.
Yeah, and the proceeds benefit the YMCA of the of Greater Williamson County, so it's obviously a cool beneficiary of that whole thing. And I'm curious, football and cheer camp, is this a way to make sure, hey, the boys playing football, but I want to make sure that those out there who do the cheerleading thing as well, that there's something for everybody, I guess, right?
Yeah, it seems like these days you can't have, you know, football without cheerleading. So it goes hand in hand, man. And, you know, anybody who wants to be, it just goes to show that anybody who wants to be a part of camp can be a part.
That's cool. Okay, well, how can they, can you let the audience know how they take part in that? Is there a website they can go to, or how do they register for that?
Of course, you can go to germancutter.com. You can register for it. You can obviously reach out to Brittany Gilman on social media and However we can help, however we can, you know, better your experience and lessen the weight off yourself, I'm trying to sign up. You let us know, and if you do come, I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, Jeremy Curley, and it's Kerley, for those who don't know, jeremycurley.com. And then the email, I think you mentioned the name, but the email, bg@bgseinc.com. You can drop an email to that email as well, bg@bgseinc.com or jeremycurley.com for the football and cheer camp and the first high school mock combine. You going to make them take the Wonderlic too, Jeremy?
Nah. We're not going to get that advanced on them. We're going to make sure they try to come back for next year. We don't want to put their brain yet.
Exactly. You're not going to ask them uncomfortable questions like a GM would or things like that? That would be the real combine experience. What was the weirdest thing somebody asked you at the combine, Jeremy? Did you go to the combine?
Yeah. It was all kind of weird questions at the combine. I think one guy asked me, matter of fact, he told me. I kept saying, yes, sir. And he was just like, and I'm protected, so hospitality is something I'm scared of. And he was just like, kidding, quit saying yes, sir, to me. And I was like, it just threw me out. I was like, yeah, all right, I got you. I said it four more times. So, yeah, man, you get the crazy questions over there.
Yeah, he basically told you to stop being polite. That's interesting.
Yeah, really.
It's Jeremy Curley, Buffalo Bills wide receiver. And again, jeremycurley.com if you're in the state of Texas, you want to get more info on that camp. Hey, Jeremy, I enjoyed the conversation. Best of luck as you embark on your journey as a Buffalo Bill. Congrats on your success, and I hope to talk to you again down the road. Thanks.
All right, man. Thank y'all. Have a good day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.